2020 on Hack did not go the way we thought. ISO, contact tracing, social distancing, immunocompromised. Words I had never said before became the new normal. I also never used to say the new normal. Let's not forget Zoom. Parties on their weddings, sourdough, working from home, seeing state premiers every day. Hello, Avani Dias here, and this is the last episode of Hack for 2020, a truly weird time. And it's pretty classic of this year that there is another COVID cluster. Before we get into that, here are some silver linings from the Hack team, because for most of this episode, we're going to hear about some of the good things that happened in what has been a pretty tough year.
Hack. So I live in Melbourne, which means that I spent a lot of time this year in lockdown. I think I learned to be okay with saying no to certain social occasions and realizing that I value downtime, and it's not a bad thing if I don't want to go back to my previous life that was very busy and very, very social, and I can be content spending time alone.
I've gotten much better at baking, and I have like much more patience in gardening as well. Really spending that time to, you know, nurture things, watch things grow, really help things become what they need to be.
For me, the silver lining of 2020 was having all of the time in the world to be bored and to be creative. Having so much free time during lockdown was honestly such a privilege, and it gave me heaps of brain space to work on all these new projects that I would have never had the time to otherwise.
Oh, and the last thing is you can save so much money by making your own lunch.
On Triple J.
Yeah, call me. 1-300-055-36. I want to know your silver linings, the best thing that happened. Maybe it's something really small. I want to hear it. And we are hanging out today with two of our favourites on Hack, Joyride. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going really, really good. How you going?
Good. One silver lining, your voice. Oh. It's the silver lining of I don't know, the world.
Sweet of you.
We're also joined by Alicia Aiken-Radburn, consultant, former Labor staffer, was on The Bachelor in Paradise. How's it going, Alicia?
I am really good. I'm so happy to be back with Hack after a bit of a hiatus this year.
Yeah, it's been weird for us because people are in all different parts of the country. You're obviously in WA. How's it going over there?
It's great. It's been a big shift, but I love Perth. So, yeah, it's been a good change. I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
There you go. A lot of people moving around during COVID as well. Maybe that's your silver lining. Call in 1-300-055-36. I do want to give you a very quick COVID update before we get into that, though. Hack.
Residents across Greater Sydney have been advised to be on high alert as authorities brace for a spike in coronavirus cases linked to the Northern Beaches cluster.
On Triple J.
It doesn't feel like a Hack show in 2020 without a bit of COVID, so I do want to give you a quick update on this new outbreak because it's had repercussions across the country. There are now 28 people with COVID linked to a cluster on Sydney's Northern Beaches. If you're in that area, you cannot leave your home for the next 3 days unless it's absolutely necessary. And you have to go home to isolate and get tested if you've been to a number of venues in that region. Every state has now introduced restrictions on people from the Northern Beaches of Sydney. So if you've been in that area, you'll have to hotel quarantine for 2 weeks in Queensland, the Northern Territory and South Australia. Victoria and Tassie have effectively barred entry to anyone who has been in that area. And Western Australia has gone even further, saying all travellers from all of New South Wales have to go into hotel quarantine for 2 weeks. The New South Wales government says it's trying to get on top of this cluster in the next couple of days. But regardless, wear a mask on public transport in busy areas, supermarkets, make sure you're social distancing, checking in to any venues you go to. Authorities are saying this is really important so the next couple of days this new outbreak doesn't get out of hand. Joyride, pretty weird vibes approaching Christmas, right?
Yeah, but it's, you know, unexpected things keep happening. It's almost like it feels like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, of course this would happen.
And it's like, okay, yeah, we know what to do now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We have the systems in place now, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, and like you were saying, it's wear a mask when you're in busy places. Fist bumps instead of handshakes.
That's what we did when entered,
you know? It's very inspirational seeing the Australian cricket team when they celebrate all fists, no high fives, no open palms.
It's like COVID safe and cooler.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I feel real cool. And it's like it removes that awkwardness of when you meet someone for the first time. How good is it? You can just stand there and nod and say hi. don't have to touch it.
We're always already getting into the silver linings of coronavirus. Alicia, you're obviously in Perth, and you know, Perth has been great throughout this time. Is it feeling like this outbreak is a bit far away right now?
It does, but I think the most difficult thing is seeing other people who have been affected and seeing how it, like, I know that feeling of getting your hopes up about something happening, about some border restriction changing. Like, I've been pretty isolated over here in Perth this year, and it's pretty upsetting to see, you know, rafts of your friends who have planned things for Christmas, that being disrupted.
Yep, totally. A lot of people texting as well, and a lot of travel plans up in the air. Someone says, I was planning on waiting until Wednesday to travel home for Christmas, but with this cluster, I'll just go on the weekend before there's a lockdown. Look, that is the COVID news. Fingers crossed it doesn't get out of hand over the next couple of days. But of course, we'll be updating you on Triple J Hack's socials and across Triple J News as well. So before we, you know, see out the working year, let's talk about some good things that have happened.
2020 in review on Hack on Triple J.
Yeah, we are reflecting on some of our personal wins this year. This is Hack on Triple J, and we're already getting so many texts coming in. Someone says, Willow says, the silver lining for me was laser eye surgery. It went well, so I got 20/20 vision in 2020. That's pretty good. Nayan Newey says, the COVID silver lining for me was I found me and the confidence to just be myself. That's awesome. Brandon and Brizzy says, my silver lining for 2020 is getting a new job and new friends. Joyride. Best thing that happened this year?
I got a job.
Did you?
Yeah, first job in 13 years.
Congratulations. Thank you. What's the job?
I'm working at a production company doing like sound for videos and stuff like that. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, that's great. Alicia, what's your highlight been?
Well, I fell in love in 2019, but thanks to the tumultuous year that 2020 has been, coronavirus sort of forced my hand about a long-distance relationship to Perth to Sydney, and I ended up moving over to Perth, and it's the best decision that I've ever made. So I feel like without COVID, potentially I might have like stayed in that very comfy sort of limbo land of long distance, and now I've created a really lovely life in Perth, so it's been pretty good.
Yeah, that's lovely. Hayden in Tassie, what's the best thing that happened to you this year?
So I bought a house, and that's super awesome, and I got a promotion to head chef.
Oh, that's massive. That's actually like a great year.
Yeah, yeah, regardless.
Yeah, I went from losing my job entirely to becoming head chef.
Wow, that's really good. And I guess, you know, a lot of people lost work. What was it like going from, being unemployed, and then I guess it would have been amazing finding something.
I haven't not worked since I finished college. I'd worked the whole time, and now 23, it was the first time I'd not had work. It was insane.
Yeah. And, you know, how did you get the new job? Did you have to apply heaps? What was the sort of advice that got you over the line?
I was kind of lucky. So my work sold because they'd had a baby and COVID had kind of like made it super hard for them. And a new lady bought it and we lost a lot of staff. And she said, hey, would you like to be head chef? And I'm like, yep, that'd be awesome.
That's
so
great.
That was super cool.
Oh, massive congratulations, Hayden. That's very exciting. Brandon in Brizzy says, my silver lining for 2020 is getting a new job and new friends. How did you make any new friends, Joyride?
Tons.
Did you?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Oh, just, you know, on the digital space. You know, at least they said they'd be my friend.
I don't know if they're real or bots.
No, well, I mean, with getting a job, you know, it's like the gigs dried up and I was like, what am I going to do? And, you know, thankfully I have friends who, you know, had opportunities open up there, and it's like I got all these friends at work now. I got work friends. It's
work
crazy.
Friends. Nice. That's great. Alicia, someone's texted, had so much time to do hobbies, look after my mental health. I feel like a lot of people have been taking a lot of time to kind of focus on themselves. Did you do that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been so great that in 2020 we've been openly speaking about mental health a lot more. And also I think we've seen much more serious investment in mental health as a policy area. But for me personally, I think what it's forced me to do, which I think a lot of people would relate to, is really go back to basics and figure out what makes me happy and what I should really be doing with my life. And Yeah, I think I'm succeeding so far. I've got a veggie patch and everything. Oh, Everyone seems to be doing that. And it does make me very happy.
Hey, Joyride, someone's texted, I'll be your friend, Joyride.
Yeah, see, this is what they said online as well. And now Avani's making me feel like a sucker, so I'm going to second guess that
it's
text.
Great. John from Wyong, what's the best thing that happened to you this year?
This year, I personally have had a lot of financial struggles and been pushing through to make ends meet to the point where, like, I was almost afraid that I could be, like, be bankrupt in a year or two.
But
I actually reached out to my local community centre. And they helped me. They gave me a better phone plan. They helped waive some of my bills. It's just amazing. Like, these community centres that are out here in your society, like, they're just here. They're here to help. And I think people need to be aware of it more, because I was pretty amazed by how generous they've been in helping me.
That's amazing. Yeah. Jorah, that's interesting.
Like, and it just happened, like, yesterday. So I'm still over the moon.
Recent good news. That's amazing. It's been interesting seeing communities rallying together this year, right? That's been a big, amazing part of the 2020.
Yeah. I mean, there's been this rise of individualism, I think, that I've felt, especially kind of ramping up over the past 5 years, this idea of look after yourself, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, which is, I think, kind of at odds with how humans are meant to exist. We're social beings. And so, yeah, one of the great things this year has everyone has felt the need for human connection, and people have been acting on that and helping each other.
Yeah, Alicia, have you felt that community coming together? Obviously, you found a whole new community on the other side of the country to where you were before. How has it been finding a new one this year?
It's been great. I think it all has also, I think it's been challenging in senses, just because I think it's made me value the being in the same physical space as someone. So that's been a challenge. Also, being with people who have known you, it's so great to have new friends, but being close with people who have known you for longer periods of time, 10, 15 years. But Joyride just puts it perfectly. Every time we do hack together, take the words straight out of my mouth. I've loved this shift to more collectivism. And even though it seems like a long way away now, if you think back to the beginning of 2020 and the bushfires, that was 2020. And the amazing fundraising efforts that we saw and communities coming together, that was just awesome.
John, you know, I don't know if this is something you've done before, but would you have ever thought to reach out to your community centre before this year?
No, I think it was, like, it really came to a point of desperation, and I just, like, where do I go to? Obviously talking to friends and everything, and I think for me too, because, like, I divorced at the start of this year as well, and I have a lot of pride, and the fact that I had to, you know, like, pull that aside and actually go to this centre to help me was a big thing for me, and I know, like, it just taught me a lot. And a lot of gratitude this year, definitely.
Oh, that's amazing to hear, John. Thank you so much
for
calling in. And it's so true. I think, you know, as Dora had mentioned, we're all trying to do it on our own, but there's no shame in, you know, reaching out to people to get help at all. So, appreciate the call.
Not a problem.
James from Bundjalung Country in Bangalore, who does text very often on Hack, and we appreciate it. He says, the silver lining for me has been Triple J more broadly and Hack in particular. Thanks, everyone. Oh, that's so nice. Tay from Melbourne says, my silver lining was losing my job. It gave me the time to put towards my passions, and I've now started my own business selling my art and designs, and it's actually doing pretty well. Leah from Melbourne, a lot of people's weddings were cancelled this year, but you actually got married.
Yes, I got married last Saturday, and it was just the most incredible day. We were actually engaged for 5 years, and 12/12/2020 was the date that we wanted because it was our anniversary, and it went ahead, and we had 30 people, and it was just absolutely perfect.
Oh, that's so nice. Was it cancelled at any point, or was that just 12/12 was always going to happen?
It was pretty much cancelled until about 4 weeks before it happened, and then everything just happened in a flurry.
That's so nice. And was 30 the number you were going to have, or were you hoping for a bigger wedding? How did you feel about that?
We'd planned for a huge festival wedding. We had about 150 guests, but, you know, cutting it down to just 30 and doing it right near our home, you know, those sort of nearest and dearest, was actually, it made it more special, I think. And then next year we're still going to have the festival wedding and invite everyone to celebrate.
That's amazing.
So we get to have two weddings.
Oh, great. Congratulations, Leah. That is
a wonderful
thing to happen. And I'm glad you, got to do it 12/12/2020. I'm sure you'll remember that for a long time. Jorad, you're obviously a musician and, you know, it's been hard because events have been cancelled all over the place. Weddings cancelled, every kind of event cancelled. But was there any kind of positive, you know, being able to get back and do gigs again, at least for a small window of time?
I actually haven't played since March, maybe since February. But there is this glimmer of hope, you know, like I'm involved with a show in January for Sydney Festival that Paul Mack's putting on.
Cool.
And it's like, this is these super exciting things like that are coming up. There is hope there, you know, but there was great moments as well from creators, artists, but also, you know, weddings and stuff over the past year. I went to a Zoom wedding where people, you know, there's people from all around the world on this Zoom chat into our friend's backyard and people were leaving their mics on and stuff. It was wild.
Oh, that's so classic. Yeah. And Alicia, you've obviously worked in a number of different spaces, but a lot of it's been in the political space. Have you seen any silver linings in the way our politicians have dealt with this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think it has been really refreshing this year to see. I think the main thing for me is see politicians, they're being less afraid, I guess, and less risk averse of changing what they've said. And that's been really frustrating for me watching in politics in probably the last 5 years, where a politician will say what their position is on something and then they are so nervous about changing it that it ends up leading to worse policy outcomes. And I think that people have been more balanced and more thoughtful and also relying on expert advice more. It's been so good to see our politicians actually like standing up with the chief health officer. How often did we see these chief health officers, chief science officer, out with our politicians in the past?
Totally. And Joyride, it's interesting because basically every day in this job as journalists, we're holding people in power to account, but it has to be said that Australia has done well, right? Do you see positives with how politicians have handled this?
I mean, it's in one sense, yes. You know, when you look overseas and how other places have handled it, it's like the results here kind of speak for themselves. There's also been some idiots, you know, in the political sphere who, you know, it almost feels like they just naturally have to take the other side. You know, if they're on the kind of right side of things, attacking the way that Labor might have dealt with it in Victoria, you know, things like that.
A lot of attacking going on.
And it's just kind of, you know, just going, well, I'm on the other side of you, so I'm going to argue the counterpoint, when really, you know, as a sense of unity and maybe some kind of, you know, holding to account if there needs to be, but not just picking the other side for the sake of it feels a bit odd to me.
Totally. This is Hack on Triple J. That is the voice of Joyride, who is an Australian musician. And we're also hanging out with Alicia Aitken Radburn, who is a former Labor staffer and Bachelor contestant.
Looking back on 2020 with Hack on Triple J.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of great texts today about the silver linings in your year. Someone says, my 240-person choir in Melbourne became closer than ever, rehearsing online and movie nights. That's sweet. Someone else, silver lining, seeing truckies appreciated instead of abused. We haven't stopped working. That's obviously from a truckie. Alicia, that's true, right? We learnt to appreciate a lot of industries that really, really got us through this crisis, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I would hope that 2020 has given people more respect for, you know, the person working at the checkout, helping you get your groceries through. I also think that another really great thing about 2020 has been seeing workplaces become more flexible. I really hope that into 2021 and the future, we see some of these flexible arrangements retained, because it's those flexible arrangements that allow people to, you know, take a mental health day, or maybe they just need to work at home for a week. I'm really hoping to see more businesses move in that direction.
Olivia from Avoca Beach says, you're actually on the line. I was about to say what happened to you, but you should say it. What happened in 2020?
I actually got diagnosed with ADHD, which I know doesn't sound like a good thing, but in my life, it kind of opened up a window to me for me to see why, like, I was struggling with certain things that I wasn't able to do in life as easily as other people. Like, at first, I was pretty upset about it because I'm also struggling with anxiety and depression. Mm. But I realised that it's actually, you know, it is one step forward to making my life better. And, like, it's just learning new coping mechanisms and, you know, realising that everything in my life that I thought I'd been doing bad or that I was just a terrible person, there's actually a reason for it, and there's actually ways for me to improve it. And I kind of just want to bring awareness about ADHD, because a lot of people kind of hear that you've got ADHD and they're like, oh, but I think it, you know, it's not talked about as much as anxiety.
Definitely.
And depression. I've just found that, like, you know, it's actually brought a lot of relief into my life now that I know that I can improve. And that I'm not just kind of going to be stuck struggling with things the rest of my life.
Yeah, Olivia, this is actually, we covered this on Hack this year because, you know, ADHD, but it's many illnesses, especially mental health issues that are not diagnosed among young people. Was it relieving getting that diagnosis and finally realizing that it was because of ADHD that you were feeling in particular ways at different times?
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually both my partner and I that were diagnosed. He was a lot more optimistic about it than I at first. But and I was kind of like, oh my gosh, that's just one more problem that I'm going to have to deal with, that I'm going to have to work on. But as time kind of went on and I started taking medication, I was seeing a difference, and I was learning, you know, coping mechanisms and ways that, you know, I can improve my life and make it easier for myself to accomplish things. And like, I've gotten a new job, like, just as I was diagnosed.
That's so great.
And thank you. And I've noticed that difference so much, like, in the time that I've been only working for, like, 2 or 3 months from being diagnosed, that, you know, things are just so much easier. I can, like, concentrate and finish tasks without getting sidetracked. And, like, it actually affects my life all the time, every day, so much. But now, so much more of a bigger extent than I realised.
Yeah, and Olivia, I can imagine it's a massive weight off your shoulders, getting that diagnosis and actually, you know, finding out the reasons why you are feeling the way you are. And someone's actually texted, shout out to Olivia, you go girl, mental illness needs to be in the spotlight a lot more. And yeah, totally agree. And, you know, Alicia mentioned earlier, that is one highlight of this year, is that we've been able to focus on mental health a bit more and you know, acknowledge that it is a big thing that a lot of people are dealing with. Alicia, it's so interesting hearing all these amazing things in many ways, or silver linings in people's years. Is it important to reflect on the good news when we're constantly seeing so much bad stuff happening every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm so heartened by being a part of this episode and hearing everyone's stories, because I think it shows just how resilient we are as people. And, like, thinking about what John did, like, that is such a big thing for someone who has never, ever reached out to a community organization to go and do something like that. Or I think it was Leah with her wedding. Like, how adaptable to put, she's probably thought about her wedding for like half her
life.
Well,
she was engaged for 5 years, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And she's had to do the emotional work to sort of shift how she was feeling about what her wedding would look like and be okay and embrace it and, like, say that she's going to have her festival wedding next year. I just think it's really awesome. And it has been such a hard year in some respects. So it's so good to see the joy and the hope.
Totally. While we are reflecting on our personal wins this year, here are a few good news stories that happened. There were some.
Hack. Hey guys, I've just reseated that.
Please, off the thing.
Sorry, man.
All good? That's all good. Thanks.
NASA says it found water molecules on a sunlit area of the lunar surface.
But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last. Can I confirm that what you're saying is that we can finally get back on the beers?
I don't know that I'll be drinking a beer tonight. I might go a little higher up the shelf.
Just over the moon, ecstatic. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it, Steph?
It has.
They just met their granddaughter for the first time.
Did you think you'd see this moment this year?
No. On Triple J.
Yeah, some pretty good moments, some reunions there. I know, you know, some of it may be up in the air for Christmas, but crossing fingers that everyone gets to see the family that they want to. Droyad, one silver lining of this year, I think, was that the memes got better. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, they came thick and fast, right? It all kept moving at a rapid pace, and I guess that's a happy byproduct of people having time on their hands.
They can just make memes.
Yeah, which, you know, and that's a currency unto itself at the moment, you know, because not only is it about making the meme, it's about sharing the one.
That's
you know,
so true.
That made me think of you, Avani, and I'm going to send you this meme. I'm not going to say what meme I would...
Which one would you send me?
No. I don't know if we could talk about something funny. You know, it's such a great way to communicate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Very powerful.
Yeah. Alicia, a lot of the memes have been about 2020 just being the worst year on record. And, you know, we all were pretty united in that feeling. Did that make it better or worse, being like, 2020 sucked?
I think that you always need, like, there's nothing that makes a hard situation easier than knowing that someone else can relate to how you're feeling. And I think that, like, the internet has just, like, for, you know, obviously we have, like, stuff coming out, like the social dilemma and stuff like that. But just getting back to basics, the internet is amazing at being able to connect us. And we've got Zoom as well. Like, I have taken so much, like, comfort in my, I'm in like some meme group on Facebook. Shout out to the number six girls. But it's, you need it. You need it. You need this social connection and to just be like, are you feeling the way I am? Yeah, it freaking sucks.
Oh, it's really been a year that the celebrations are about the memes, but you know, that's the way it is. Hey, that is basically all we've got time for. Alicia Aiken-Radburn, thank you so much for coming back on Hack.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, enjoy, right? Thank you as well.
It's such a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure having you both on. Hey, and before we go, one of my silver linings this year has actually been this job. It's obviously been the biggest news year. Things have changed every hour. It's affected all of us. It's been emotional, tough, and I want to take a second to thank our amazing team here at Hack, because without them, I definitely would not have been able to do my job, or you wouldn't have been able to have all the amazing Hack stuff that we bring you. So our executive producer, Shalila Medora, who has also been our political reporting powerhouse. She's constantly on every big development in Parliament and has supported the team as well. Our other executive producer this year, Laura McAuliffe, has also carried this team. She's guided us. She's allowed us to be pretty rogue and great a lot of the time. She's the brains behind so much of what we've done on this show. Our radio producer, Serge Negus, he is definitely the backbone of Hack. He's supported me every single day of this year. He's who you speak to when, you know, you call in. And yeah, this show would just not be much without him here. Our wonderful reporters, Joe Lauder, Stephen Stockwell, they've dealt with everything from Melbourne lockdowns, moving across the country during a pandemic, and they've still produced beautiful stories for us on Hack. Our incredible digital team, Andrew McCormack, Maddie King, James Patil, they've answered thousands of questions from Triple J listeners about lockdowns in the most confusing times while also writing and producing amazing stories. Check them out on our website. Dave Marchese and the rest of the Triple J news team, they've been giving you every update, every hour of every day. It's so significant to be doing that, especially this year. And Tia Newling, Tim Swanston, Dee Salmon, Isabella Higgins and Claudia Long, who have also helped us throughout this year at different times.
Hack on Triple J.
This is the last episode of Hack for 2020. Thank you so much for listening to this one and all the others before. I do recommend you going back, subscribing to us wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure, yeah, you read our stuff on the Hack website, Hack Instagram page, on Facebook. We are everywhere and we're doing stories throughout the next couple of weeks as well. I will see you soon on the first episode of Hack for 2021. See you then. Bye.